do is we're going to pray, then we're going to have our skits, and we're going to do some fun things this week. All right, so let us pray. Let us pray as we start this week in prayer, thanking God for his help. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love for us. We thank you for Jesus dying on the cross for our sins. We thank you for this wonderful, fun week that we can have together with teens and kids and parents and grandparents. Lord, help us to be kind to one another. Help us to say kind words. Help us to learn from you and to learn the Ten Commandments this week. And we thank you for your love and bless this week for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, we have skit number one. Come on out.
I'll sleep in the tent. It'll be great for you.
Good night.
What's up? No, get your foot in
there.
Come on in. Come on in.
Wait.
Oh, good.
I didn't know my voice.
All right, Julian and Josh are going to compete today, and we're going to need, let's see, we have some, all right, if you're a teenager, let's see, I could see. Okay, the teams are, we need to have some over here. Karis and Holly, why don't you go over on that side, okay? There we go, good, perfect. I'm going to get the teen snack. All right, the teens are going to do a soda chug. So you guys have to be on different teams. Okay, you guys on different teams or are you on the same team? We don't know yet. All right, and the kids are going to do a Mondo challenge. Okay, I need a volunteer from each team to drink a whole Mondo. Who's really thirsty today?
Elio.
Oh, boy. Elio. Sam, are you really thirsty today? William, are you really thirsty? Oh, boy.
I'll open my soda now.
Okay, come on behind. Here, you guys. Okay, here you go. Come on in, Sam. There you go, William. Okay. Okay, you can open it up a while, but don't spill it. Oh, careful. There you go. You don't want to spill it. Okay. Okay. Now, you are on, William, you're on the mad scientist team. Sam, you're on the crazy chemist team. Okay, so cheer your team on, and then... Well, you guys will get a team when you go into the teen room. So cheer your team on. This is worth 300 points. On your mark. Get set. Go. Drink. Go, go. Cheer them on. Let's go. Go. Get some paper towels. Watch out for a bad guy. You guys almost got kidnapped.
Everybody keep your eye on.
That was close. Watch out for him this week, okay? He's after our treasure chest. Okay, so. Oh, Sam, you're over here on this side. Yep. Okay, good. All right, so now we're going, we have some fun pets that we're going to show in a little bit. Right, she's going to teach on the days of creation. The teens are now dismissed to go into the teen room, those seventh grade and up. Go in with Mr. Daniel. And we want to, wait, before you leave, let's introduce our adult leaders so we can get to know them this week. So if you're have a seat again, teens. If you're an adult leader, can you please stand up and introduce yourselves? All right, we'll start with Mr. Stahl here.
I'm David.
Right, it's Mr. David, okay.
And Dan.
Mr. Daniel, okay. And over here?
Mrs. Rice.
All right, Mrs. Rice. Then?
Miss Clark.
Back in the back? Pastor Logan. All right, and let's see, right in front of Pastor Logan.
Miss Nancy,
okay.
Miss Michelle.
Miss Danielle. All right, wonderful. Let's give them all a big round of applause. Oh, wait, you forgot about Mr. Gibson.
Oh, yeah.
Two more.
Miss Gibson and Tana.
All right, okay. Let's give all of our adult leaders a round of applause. Thank you for volunteering this week. All right, now we can dismiss the teams with Mr. Daniel and Mr. David. Mr. David is going to go through the songs that the teens are going to be learning this week. And we're going to do the songs for the kids. So, Jonathan, if you can get the Promise Keeper up there.
Hey.
Seventh and up, go that way. Are you going into seventh? Then you go in there. No. All right. So now we're going to learn one of our songs. And now we want to introduce you, too. We want to find out who you are. So we'll start in the front here. What's your name?
Rebecca.
Aaliyah. Azaria. Jade. Viviana.
William.
And Miss Catherine, she's one of our helpers this week, too. All right, and then on this side, we'll start in the front. Messiah.
Can you have him face it for when he introduces himself to the camera?
Oh, turn him to the camera?
Yes.
Okay. All right, stand up and turn to the camera. Okay, go ahead. Stand up. Say your name. Messiah. All right.
Sam.
Sam. I've never missed this one. You say your name. Okay. This is Abby. Okay.
Alzina.
Brooke. Elizabeth. Karis. Holly. All right. Good job, kids. We are so happy you're here. How many know a friend around your neighborhood, you go to school with, someone on your block, or invite them for tomorrow for vacation Bible time? And guess what? You'll be able to go back into the mystery room back there. We have a mystery room. You become a missionary if you bring one of your friends to vacation Bible time. And then you get to go back to the missionary secret room. Okay? So invite one of your friends for tomorrow. They're going to love it. They're going to have so much fun. All right. So let's look at your paper here. How many got a paper? Okay? Does anyone know what this paper is? This is the schedule for the week. So what we're going to be doing each day. Today we're going out to the fair in a little bit. We're going to have some fun. Tomorrow is friend day. If you bring a friend, it's double points. And you're going to earn points this week. So you can. And on Friday night, we're going to have an awards program. And maybe you can win an award. I think everyone's going to win something. So come on out. And if you say one of these verses at the verse table tomorrow morning, if you can say Colossians 1:16 at the verse table tomorrow morning, you get 5 tickets for the fair, and you get 300 points. If you do your activity page, this page here, is everyone listening, looking? If you do your activity for the activity page, you get 300 points. Books, yes, they're in the supply room. There's the time travel books. All right, and if you bring your Bible, how many brought your Bible today? You get 300 points. Show your Bible, Sam.
I don't have it.
It's back here. Okay.
Show your Bible there, Karis. Okay, she got 300 points this morning for bringing her Bible. Okay, and Holly did too. So that's another way to get points. Bring your Bible tomorrow. If you don't have one, come see me and we can get you one. All right, so those are the different ways you can earn points this week, so let's work on that. Okay, we're going to sing Promise Keeper, one of our songs for today, and then we're going to sing our verse song. So let us start with Promise Keeper. And can we turn the lights down as well? That'd be great. Okay, Jonathan, whenever you're ready. Okay, let's stand up and try to do the sign language with the music. You can turn it up a little bit.
The Father called to Abraham and promised him a son to be an heir. A people vast, more numerous than the sand, shall be his children from this covenant. The Father spoke to Moses from the bush, I see my people needy and oppressed. Now take my children out of Egypt's hands and lead them to my promised land. Trust the Promise Keeper, His promises ensure, El Shaddai Redeemer, His covenants are sure. Blessed are his promises to me. Trust the promise keeper. He is the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The Father looked upon the fallen world and promised to redeem it through his Son. If you believe that Christ died in your place, then God has promised you are surely saved. His promises are found throughout his word to keep us and supply our every need. A promise to forgive when we confess, the hope of life eternal after death. Trust the promise keeper, his promises endure. Thou shalt our Redeemer, his covenants are sure. Exceeding great and precious are his promises to me. The truth, and the truth shall make you free. He is the truth. Have faith in him, and the truth shall make you free.
All right, very good job. You can have a seat. Then we'll turn the lights back on. Now turn in your first page for your first verse. All right, turn your verse page to the very first verse, Colossians 1:16. Okay, and if you need one, there's some back here. No? Okay, you need one there, Michelle? There you go. All right, turn to your verse page. This is tomorrow's verse. We're going to sing it in a song to help you. Monday's verse, Colossians 1:16. Does everyone have it? Get it out. Open up your page. There you go. Okay, let's sing it together. It's to the tune of All Things Bright and Beautiful. All things bright and beautiful. All creatures great and small. All things wise and wonderful. The Lord God made them all. That's the tune. Okay, so let's give it a try. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Colossians 1:16. Let's try it again. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Anybody know what consist means? Colossians 1:16. What does consist mean? Does anyone know? Consist means to be held together. Who is holding the solar system together? The sun in the middle and the earth revolving around it and all the planets revolving around it. Who is holding the solar system together? Yes, Aaliyah? God is. That's right. Jesus. Jesus. This verse is talking about Jesus. Jesus is holding everything together. So aren't you glad that God loves you that much? Jesus loves you that much. All right, let's try it again. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Colossians 1:16. Okay, let's try it again. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Colossians 1:16. Good, you guys are getting it. Let's try it again.
All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Colossians 1:16.
Good job. All right, you guys are getting that. How many think you can say it or sing it? Try it again one more time, and we'll give you a try. You can maybe say half of it.
All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist.
Jesus is holding you together. Colossians 1:16. Good. Okay, who can try it? Sing it or say it. Go ahead, honey.
And he is before all things, that all things may consist.
And by him all things consist. Good. All right. Who wants to sing it? You want to sing it? Go ahead. Give it a try. All right. Let's sing it one more time together.
All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist.
Colossians 1:16. Very good. Okay, excellent. All right. So, and now we have the Bible lesson time by Mrs. Rice. She's coming in for that. She's got some pretty neat things to show you about creation today. Do you know who created this beautiful world that we live in? God did. That's right. Did we put ourselves here? Did you put yourself here? No. Someone else put us here. Someone really big and really powerful. Did a big company put us here? Did Amazon put us here? Did Google put us here? Facebook? No. Nope. It's very important. Who's this?
Well, hello. How are you guys today? Welcome to the time machine. Who likes science? All right, science is fascinating. Science can let us know a whole lot about ourselves. I am Dr. Rice, and I am so happy to see you guys here today. Welcome to the time machine. I would like to introduce you to my trustworthy assistant, our time machine engineer, Mr. Jonathan. Can we give a round of applause? Woo! He's going to be keeping us safe this week as we put on our seat buckles and fasten on our goggles, and we are going to travel back into time. Who ever wished that they could travel into time? Anybody ever think about going back into time? If you could go back into time, where would you go? Where would you go?
Where Jesus was born.
Oh, that would be so neat, wouldn't it, Viviana?
To outdoor world.
What?
Outdoor world.
Outdoor world.
Outdoor world? That's a fascinating place. I've been there. That's full of special things to look at. I especially like the fish. Yes.
The times of dinosaurs.
The time of dinosaurs? Do you know in the true book of science, dinosaurs are mentioned? Dinosaurs are real. We have evidence today of their bones. And we have evidence from the Bible that all the dates and all the information that God has put together for us. I have three. Because as a scientist, it's really important for me to compare notes. So sometimes I go from one about, I know when I look in the Bible, they're all written the same. I use my good old-fashioned King James Bible. I can compare notes and I come with the same thing. It must be true. It must be true. God's word is true. So my trustworthy assistant is going to put up a picture here we're going to discuss. Is it ready? Oh, look at this amazing invention. Time has a way of changing things. A lot of you haven't seen some of the things that I have seen over the years that I've been around. We've had all sorts of things from a printing press. Who knows what a printing press was used for? William?
Printing
I made a picture of the prison bread.
You did? That's very creative, especially since we do things differently these days. That's phenomenal. Who can tell you what a printing press does? Karis?
It took the letters and it made like magazines and it just made it for printing.
Wonderful printing. That's how we used to get our information on the paper, like you're saying, like newspapers and books. Oh, and then we've come a long way in the form of technology. We've had computers, and computers have translated into a lot of what everybody uses on a daily basis, our smartphones. Maybe your parents walk around with a smartphone. There's been some pretty silly inventions, too. It's been everything from, I don't know if we could get these lights off right here for the young people. We have everything from a baby shower cap to a dog umbrella so the dog doesn't get wet. A bearded knit cap, I'm not sure how that's useful, but maybe it's just for fun. LED light-up slippers, that's probably for the people who don't like to stub their toes in the middle of the night finding their way to the restroom. My favorite, the anti-theft lunch bag. I have a pretty busy household. Pretty rare for me to go get to my lunch at times, so maybe it'd be useful in my house to have purchased into one's anti-theft lunch bag. Can you imagine someone touches your sandwich at school and a sign goes off? You know that's your sandwich, it's almost after your peanut butter and jelly. Well, maybe that's a little bit silly. But anyway, these are some of the amazing inventions that people have created over the years. So now we're going to go on, Mr. Johnson, our time engineer back there. We're going to go forward. I have some questions to ask you guys. Who knows the year that you were born? Okay. Elizabeth, I'm going to start with you first. I'm going to raise hands. Elizabeth, you're my daughter, so I know the year that you were born. You were born October 25th, 2013. Mr. Time Machine Engineer, can we take a look at what's going on with that information? And then who else is here? Karis, what's your birth date and your year? I might need you to repeat that to the Time Machine Engineer, but I need your birth date, your month, your day, and your year.
October 4th, 2009.
Okay, let's take a look at a couple of these dates. Let's see what's going on. Whoa, here's Elizabeth. She is 5. If we went back into time, we would go all the way back to 5 years, 8 months, 7 days, 13 hours, and 55 minutes ago. Can we scroll down, Mr. Jonathan, just a little bit? She is 2,986,560 minutes old. Sounds old, but she's only 5. Okay, let's take a look at Karis's date. Can we have your date typed in one more time, Karis?
October 4th, 2009.
You are 9 years. If we went all the way back to the moment you were born, it'll be 9 years, 8 months, 28 days, 13 hours, and 55 minutes of travel in a time form. Can we scroll down? You are 5,122,080 minutes old. That would be going back pretty far in time, wouldn't it? Let's do one more. How about, okay, Matthias?
My birthday was October 7th. The day was, the year was 2008.
All right. If we travel back in time, we go 10 years, 8 months, 25 days, 13 hours, and 56 minutes. That's even further. It's interesting. All of you have October birthdays. That's incredible. Let's scroll on down. Okay. You are 5,641,920 minutes old. Woo, that's a lot. I'm not even going to put my years in there. We're not even going to think about that one. Oh, well, you know what, guys? Interesting, because God has always been before us. If we went all the way back to your birth date, time went on before that. And time went on before that. Like I said, we're not going back to my birth date, and I was before you. So when did time begin? This is a pretty loaded question. Karis.
After God created the
earth. What?
After God created the earth.
After God created Earth. Okay, let's get some more ideas. When did time begin? time.
A thousand years ago?
A thousand years ago? What a great answer.
When everybody's in the earth.
When everybody's in the earth. That's really good.
When I was
2,000 years ago. Okay, any more answers? I love your answers. This is how scientists learn. We start by asking questions and try to develop answers. Yes.
When your grandma was born.
When my grandma was born? Wow, I wonder who was before her for when she was born. Very good idea. Let's start. What? Well, let's go ahead, Mr. Time Machine Engineer. Let's take a look at the next slide. When you're up and ready. I think these questions are so good. I don't think we have all the answers. So, Time Machine Engineer Jonathan Becker is going to get us ready to take a little bit of a trip. So, while he's getting that engine, I want your hands up. We have to help generate our machine. Your chair makes sound. So, you're going to tap the chair next to you, or tap your leg, whatever it does to make big noises. Because the louder we get, the faster we will go. I'm going to put on my safety goggles. Now, if you don't have safety goggles, you gotta get them on. Like, stick your hands like this and make your safety goggles, okay? And I hope your seat buckles are fastened because we're about to go. Ready? Can we go ahead and pound things as you're ready? Here we go. Let's get our time frame up there. This dial is telling me that we went all the way to eternity past. We just went to the very beginning of time. In order to get the true facts about the beginning of time, I did all my research and I had to go to my Bible. My Bible is the true Word of God. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read the facts to you right out of the Word of God. In the beginning talks about time. God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void and dark. Can you imagine so dark you couldn't see your hand in front of your face? And the darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, "Let there be light." And just like that, God's word changed the darkness into light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. I'm going to be quizzing you, so pay close attention to your numbers up here and what happened on each day of the week. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters." And let divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which are above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. Take a look at this blue picture and imagine the sky. What color do we see the sky? Blue. Divide the water. So now the water is in this cup as an example. The waters which are under the firmament and the waters which are above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament that was in the sky heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together." And it was so. And God called the dry land earth. And he made the oceans, and he made the rivers, and he made the streams. Now, God was busy working that day, so I want you to kind of pretend maybe what he had to do. I don't know. Let's take our arms out like this. All right? God made mountains, and he made land. And he made mountains, and he made land. Mountains, land. He made rivers. He made oceans. He made mountains. He made land. And he separated them all specifically in consideration for what he was preparing for. God called the dry land earth. Scientists didn't make up that name. God did. And the gathering together of the waters was called seas. And God saw that it was good. It wasn't mediocre, it wasn't so-so. What God made was good. He was pleased with his work. Who has made an art project before? Who's proud of their artwork? Well, this was God's handiwork and something we can't create. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass and the herb yielding seed and the fruit tree yielding its fruit after its kind, whose seed was in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And God saw that it was good. Now this is still the third day. And God saw that it was good. And then God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night. Let them be for signs and for seasons, for days and for years. Day four, we get our four seasons. And God made the greater light and the lesser light. What one is the lesser light?
Nighttime.
Nighttime. What did God make for nighttime? Darkness and what?
A moon. Moon and stars.
Moon and stars. How about daytime?
Sun.
The sun. You know, God had you in mind. He was thinking, these young people and the people I'm thinking about creating, we're going to get to in a minute, they're going to need something to do during the day. They're going to want to play on the grass that I have made for them. Maybe swim in the ocean, the lakes, or the streams that I've made for them. He's starting to create the soft, lush, these are plants for us to enjoy, and the flowers, the things for us to smell. He has you in mind already to make sure everything you need is already being put in place. It's like, boy, after they enjoy my creation, they're going to be tired. So they're going to need to be able to sleep at night. So let's have it so they can still just get a room, but their body can rest. After you guys play hard all day and do things you need to do, you're going to need to rest. So he had all that in mind. He made the day to rule over the night and to divide the light from the darkness, and God saw it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that has life and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of the heaven. And God created the whales. And every living thing created that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly, after their kind, every winged fowl of his kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, fill the waters in the seas, and let the fowl multiply the earth. So God created the fish and the fowl. What's fowl?
Birds.
Anyone have a pet bird? Nope. All right, but who enjoys birds when they go outside? All right. So God created the birds for us to enjoy. He created the fish for us to enjoy. Who enjoys fishing? All right. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature of his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and the beast of the earth after his kind, and it was so. God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, the cattle after their kind, every creeping upon the earth after his kind. God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image. Here we are in day six. So everything that creepeth on land was made on day six. God made the dinosaurs on day six. He made your pet guinea pig on day six. He made the puppy dogs, the kitty cats, the lions, the tigers, the elephants, the giraffes. What's your favorite animal?
Cat.
Cat. What's your favorite animal, Athena?
Dog. Matthias?
Dog.
All of them. Oh, boy.
All of them.
All of them. Vivian? Dog. God thought of you. Some people's like all animals, and some like a few animals. But God thought of you. And he is so creative. He has such an imagination. Who has seen a peacock? A peacock is beautiful. Do you know just the peacock alone? God designed that. Think of everything else he's created. The zebra, the giraffe, the antelope, the beaver, the birds. Think about all the colors God has added to his creation. You know, we enjoy colors and we enjoy things because God made them. God said, let's make man also on day six in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female God created them, and God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, where they follow the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Yeah, that's neat. God thought of us, and when God made us, he was ready for us. He thought of your interests, and how many, that's the only thing of all the scripture that I just read to you, and I've been doing all my science, I've been doing all my studying. Only people were made in God's image. But God gave us the dominion over the animals and over the earth. What does that mean, dominion? What does dominion mean? That's a pretty big word. Maybe an adult could help with the word dominion.
Power,
responsibility, control. So God put all these things into place and that we got to take care of it. Okay? Who likes to take care of their pet at home? Who likes to take care of flowers? Who likes to take care of yourself? Maybe you like to pick up clothes or something that you like. Right. God gave us things to be in charge and be responsible for. So let's just go over these days really quick, and then we're going to move on. Day one, let's talk to our time machine engineer. Please take us back safely in time. Day one, God made
light and darkness.
Good. Day two,
made water and
good. Day three,
made world. He made the world.
He made the
land and water
and
plants.
Good. Day four.
He made animals and fish.
Sorry. Day four.
He made light and
dark.
The sun
and the moon and the stars
and the four seasons. Day five. He made the
fish
and the birds. Good. And day six. He made and people. Good job. Here's a round of applause right here. Good job. Okay, now we're going to go on to a couple questions I read to you right out of scripture. Who was doing the creating?
God.
God. When we go through the verse Genesis 1, 26 to 27, I want you to raise your hand every time you hear the words us and our. Okay, 1, 26 and 27. You ready? Raise your hand. Okay, listen closely with those ears God made for you. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all things, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Okay, and so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them. When we say us or our, what does that mean? Is that singular or is that plural?
Plural.
Mr. Time Engineer, can we go to that triangle, please? Let's think about who was doing the creating. We're going to give him a moment because he's got a whole bunch of buttons up there he's got to be responsible for. All right. Plural. So when it's talking about us and our, it's talking about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. He is three in one. He is the Trinity. Okay? The Father is not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not the Son. The Father and the Son is not the Father. They are not separate of each other. They are complete in one. So when we are made in God's image, we are made like God. So we have a body, a spirit, and a soul. God has given us what we need to take care of our bodies while we live on earth, but one day our soul, after we die, will need a place to go, whether it be heaven or be hell. So because we are made in God's image and we're created like him, Pastor Russ will be talking later about what we do on earth and the consideration of what we're going to do for our future and eternity as well. When do you think that the Trinity began? With what we're discussing, scientists, when do you think the Trinity began? Well, I need a couple of volunteers. If we don't have an answer, that's okay. We're at, come on up, girls, and Kara, you too. All right, I need you to hold this. I need you to hold right here. I need you to hold this, going down a little bit. How old are you?
Eight.
You're eight. So let's just say this is your birthday right here. You all see that? That's when she was born. That's when she was born. Now, let's do this about seven more times. You're born, so 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, 5 year, 6 year, 7, 8. And that's your life. Is that pretty long? That's not very long, but God, the Holy Spirit, he has lived. Here, go ahead, go on down there. Why don't you all stand up? Come on over here, guys. Come on over. Grab the rope. Grab the rope. Here, keep going. Here, keep going. Don't let your hands. Keep going. Grab the rope.
Don't pull mine.
Keep going.
Hi.
Keep going.
Go right in
there.
Keep going.
Keep going.
You can help too.
We need all helpers. Come on up. Keep going. In the adults. Here you go.
Mama.
In the adults. Come on up.
Keep going.
We need that whole thing to keep going. Keep going, guys.
The whole thing.
You know what? God has no beginning. He has no ending. Cares. He just keeps on going. We ran out of people. We ran out of people. But that's God. He's been, look at this life. Look at this life. It's not very long. Look at this right down here. But God has been here forever. For God, there is no beginning of time and no ending of time. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. We, in our minds, can only understand a small space of time. But God has always been and always will be. He is eternal. Thank you very much. You guys can have a seat. Good job. Karis, if you want to just hold on all that chair. I want to introduce you to a friend of mine. We have a puppet pal who's going to come and visit you guys every day of this week. So, let's see if we can get our puppet pal Sky to come out. I need you to help me call Sky up. Say, Sky, really loud on the count of three. One,
Sky.
Two, three. Sky! Let's try again. Maybe Sky didn't hear us. One, two, three.
Sky! Just a sec. I'm packing up for my trip.
What? Where do you think Sky is going? Yes.
Around the world.
Around the world? Where else is Sky going? Where's Sky going? Any other ideas?
To the beach.
To the beach? Packing up a trip to the beach?
Going
back to time?
Going back to time? Let's find out. All right, try one more time, guys. Sky!
Sky!
Oh, here comes Sky.
Hey, everybody. I'm all packed up for my trip.
That's great.
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
Well, I want to go on an adventure back in the time when Jesus, the Son of God, began.
There's a little problem with what you just said.
Do you think you can do it?
What?
Boys and girls, Skye just said she wants to go back in time to when the Son of God, Jesus, started. Does the Son of God have a beginning?
No.
The Son of God has never started. He's always been.
But wait, you're saying the Son of God didn't begin. That's impossible. We all have a beginning.
He was a baby.
It's true that people have beginnings, but God didn't begin. He always has been and always will be. When you don't have a beginning or an ending, it's called being eternal.
Eternal? So because he doesn't begin or end, God is eternal?
Yep. And the Bible says he will never leave you. If you hide under your bed or in your closet or in the basement, he will not leave you. If you travel to the highest heights, go to the deepest depths, or travel to the farthest corner of the universe, God is still with you. Anywhere you go, Jesus is with you. He always is.
But I don't see him here. Where is Jesus? Jesus! Jesus!
We can't see him, but he's here. It's kind of like air. Ready? Take a deep breath with me, guys. Let it out. Skye, you can let it out.
Really?
Just like we know the air is there, even though we can't see it, we can't see God. But we know he's there. We can't see Jesus standing here as a person right now. But he's still here. He's just invisible. But this week, we'll be traveling to time periods when people actually did see Jesus as a man. And we'll talk about how someday we'll actually get to see Jesus too. Won't that be incredible to see Jesus someday?
Yeah, it sure will. I can't wait to hear more as we travel through time this week.
It's going to be fun. But just remember, Jesus always has been and always will be. He is never going away.
That makes me feel good. When I feel lonely or sad or in trouble, I'll remember to talk to Jesus in prayer.
Yep, he is with you, he hears you, and he cares about you.
Well, I can't travel back in time to when the Son of God started, since he never started, but he has always been. So I'm going to think about where I want to go instead.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
Wow, she just said goodbye to Italian. Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
Good job, guys. Call Pastor Rice on up.
All right.
I'm going to head back to my office.
Let's say thank you, Mrs. Price. All right, everyone, leave your bags right where they are and come follow me outside. Come on out.
Thank you.